But are we supposed to be aware the whole time? No, you're not. You're going to listen to the singer. It's the singer that's going to draw your attention, her emotionalism and her melody. The ground bass becomes a structural feature, and this is an important point. In a Baroque passacaglia procedure, in a Baroque chaconne or ground bass, in a Baroque variations procedure, the theme is structural, not surface. It's part of the underpinning, not the facade. So, it's part of the iron-fisted control asserted over the upper voices, but it is not a surface element. Please, let's listen to another passacaglia in its entirety, one that's even longer and more ambitious than Dido's Lament. This is the Bach Passacaglia in C minor for organ, written about 1715. It's a magnificent and awesome piece, but its outlines are very much like what we just heard in the Purcell. Please, I would first play you the ground bass theme as played by the organ. And again, just like Purcell's Dido's Lament, we will hear the ground bass theme monophonically. That is, we will simply hear a bass line at first so that we as listeners can be familiar with A, this will be a passacaglia, and B, this is the bass line that will underpin everything else we hear. Theme of the Passacaglia in C minor for organ by Johann Sebastian Bach. Now again, Bach, the great master of polyphony. Why begin a piece monophonically? Because Bach wants you to know right up front that this is a passacaglia. And the only time you would hear an exposed bass line like this, presented without any other support, is because he's telling you, here's my ground bass theme. Here's the assumption, the structural assumption, on which I will build my entire piece. If we have to be that familiar with this theme, we should listen to it again. So, now here's a question for you. How many times can Bach repeat that theme and keep changing the material above it? How many times do you think he's going to want to do this? 6 times? 11 times, like Purcell did with his? 15 times? 18 times? No, my friends, 20 times. 20 times he's going to repeat, after this initial thematic section, that ground bass theme. And 20 variations will ensue, each one with the upper voices doing something different. There are very few composers who were ever born that would have the guts to do 20 variations on such a straightforward passacaglia theme. A couple of things to point out before we listen to this movement in its entirety. Typical of Bach, he's not going to give you 20 discrete variations, but he will somehow group them so that we hear groupings of variations, a larger structure, a macro structure growing out of these 21 discrete parts, the theme plus 20 variations. So this is what Bach does. In variations 1 through 10, we will hear a steady buildup of polyphonic and rhythmic complexity. He'll add more and more voices. The music will get louder and, frankly, bigger sounding. Then in variations 11 and 15, and this is an incredible sleight of hand, by moving the theme into higher registers, so he takes it out of the bass and he just moves it up an octave or two, and becoming increasingly quiet, Bach creates the illusion of musical departure. This music sounds different, like he's gone somewhere. He didn't go anywhere. It's still the ground bass over and over and over again. But since it's a little higher and a little quieter, it sounds different than what came before. It sounds like we went somewhere. And then in variations 16 through 20, by returning the ground bass theme to the bass, the earlier mood of heaviness and power resumes. There is a sense of arrival, despite the fact that we never went anywhere. It's the perfect vacation. We never leave the home, and we come home completely refreshed. And we just went from the kitchen to the living room.